Oye, the United States Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims is now in session. The Honorable Bruce Castle presiding. All who have business before this court, draw near and you shall be heard. God bless the United States and this honorable court.
Thank you. Good morning, I'm Chief Judge Castle. We're here today to try and resolve the pending motions in the matter of Carmen Cardona. It has a docket number 11-3083. Would counsel for the parties please note your appearance for the record, starting on my right, your left.
My name is Hank DeBoer. I represent Ms. Cardona.
All right. Who's to your?
I wish the German Frank Legal Services Organization supervising attorney.
Thank you.
Governor Morris for the Secretary of the Department of Carmen Washington.
Thank you.
Mary Beth Walker here on behalf of the Bipartisan Legal Advisory Group of the U.S. House of Representatives.
Thank you very much. Argument today is going to be unusual. It's not the typical situation that we have. In effect, my view is we have a discovery request by the intervening party in this case. And so I'm going to be asking a lot of questions just to try and really understand where it is you're coming from, what might be relevant, what might not, what the distrust might be between the parties, et cetera, et cetera. Quick overview, as I understand it, the secretary and the appellant have refused access to the record before the agency to the intervener. The secretary would like a court order from, or an order from the court directing that particular access. The appellant took an initial view that the court didn't have authority over Privacy Act determinations despite our case law. And the intervener continues to insist full access to the record before the agency. When the court directed that the record before the agency be filed, the secretary said, yes, fine, except keep it sealed because of the number of medical records that are here and the lack of relevancy associated with them. The intervener basically agreed with that, but the difference between the two, as I understand it, is the secretary would agree to access by the House. The intervener continues to request that they not have access to it, but now they would submit to the court reviewing that in camera to determine relevancy. And the House continues to insist on full access to the RVA. So as I sit here, the House has intervened for a limited purpose of defending the applicable statutes, the DOMA and the VA statutes defining spouse, and on jurisdictional issues. I'm sure the House is aware that we have jurisdiction, exclusive jurisdiction over board decisions. So the first question I'm going to ask you is, and I'm sure the House is aware that claims files, and the Secretary makes a point of this in their brief, are veteran-specific, not claim-specific. So we have an awful lot of medical records in here. We have an index that was provided by the secretary. They identify hundreds of documents that are related to the medical records. So with regard to jurisdiction first, how in any way, shape, or form would the medical records be relevant to anything the House would argue before this court?
Your Honor, would you prefer for me to stand?
You may sit, actually. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Your Honor. I think that the general issue that we're dealing with here, and leaving aside for a minute my understanding that we have a list, is that the House doesn't have a full understanding of what's in the record. I understand that the Secretary has identified that certain records are medical records, but again, that's a very broad category, and frankly,
Before we go there, how would any medical records be relevant to the issue of jurisdiction of this court over the board decision rendered in this case? So let's keep it narrow on jurisdiction. I'll come to the other argument in a minute.
I understand, Your Honor. I don't know that it would be at this point. It's hard for me to speculate as to how a medical record might be jurisdictional absent seeing the document. But
No. Sit there and tell me. You've had time to think about this. I don't want any, you know, suppositions out here. They don't meet the test for discovery. Give me some reasoned basis on why medical records in this file would be relevant to the issue of jurisdiction that you would like to argue if there's anything there. Because I can't think of one. I'll just tell you. So you're not going to embarrass yourself if you say you can't think of one.
No, Your Honor, the reason that we're concerned about jurisdiction is because if there's some reason that Ms. Cardona isn't entitled to benefits in this case.
Okay, and how would the medical records reflect that?
If
let me go back even further. We're reviewing a board decision.
Right.
There are documents already in the proposed record proceedings that the veteran is receiving benefits. We're not going to relook that. This court doesn't relook that. You can argue it all day long. We're not going to relook it. And if you want to raise it at another court, you can seek discovery at another court. So what's relevant to this court's jurisdiction over the board decision that is now before us?
Your
in a medical record?
Your Honor, I don't know that anything would be. The one concern that I have is that we are relying on the Secretary's assertion that those are, quote, medical.
But you're relying on the Secretary's assertion that the record before the agency is compiled, too.
That's right, Your Honor.
All right. So do you have any reason to believe that they aren't medical records?
Your Honor, we don't have any reason to believe that they aren't medical records, but we don't know what else might be in those records.
Okay. How about for jurisdiction? Is there anything in the medical records that would relate to jurisdiction?
Well, anything in the medical records that would relate to her underlying claim here, and I actually mean the claim with respect to her marriage, that might be in those records would be relevant for jurisdiction.
Yeah, and I think I misstated. Anything relevant, because I already heard you on jurisdiction, anything relevant to the issue of you're defending the statutes in the medical records?
I don't believe so, Your Honor.
Okay, so there's some unarticulable belief that there could possibly be in medical records something tied to the jurisdiction of this court over the board decision.
Right, and it's our position that we have the right to have the access to those records to review them.
Right.
To determine whether there might be something.
Right, but I think the case law doesn't support you on an absolute right.
We obviously disagree with that.
You think you have an absolute right? Absolutely right, that the court has no discretion to limit the discovery in this case, even though the record before the agency is veteran-specific and not claim-specific.
Well, we believe that Rule 10D gives us access as a party.
But Rule 10D is a court rule.
Okay.
And Rule 2 says we can make exceptions. And this is not the usual case. I'm asking you for a reasoned basis upon which I might say these medical records could possibly have something into them, and I'm not hearing it. If you have something, I'm open.
Well, Your Honor, it's what I previously said, which is there may be facts in there, but we are in a position of arguing about facts which we haven't seen. So,
but they're medical facts that would have no bearing that I can think of on the fact that the board rendered a decision in this case. The board found some facts that they were married under the state of Connecticut law. The board made a determination that the underlying facts supporting that were in the record, which those are all relevant. You might want to argue them. And the board made a determination under the law they couldn't provide benefits. And so anything related to that, could it possibly be in a medical record? And if you can articulate something, I'm open to it. But that's what I'm trying to get. Because you haven't in your briefs. It's been very broad.
Well, we didn't have access to the list of documents.
That's true.
Until today.
That's true.
And I want to clarify one thing.
Actually, didn't you get them Monday?
We didn't have it before the briefs.
Okay.
I want to clarify one thing. We're talking about medical records, and I'm operating under the assumption that's a subset of the documents that were listed by the Secretary. Because I actually have specific references to certain records that
I'm going to come back to all the specifics. I mean, the first part that's hitting me is medical records, and I'm having a hard time understanding relevancy, and I'd really like you to say you're right. If the Secretary designates them as relevant as medical records, I can't see any relevance. If you don't want to go that far, it's your choice, but that's what I'm trying to get you to say, because I'm listening to you and I'm not hearing it.
Right, and my concern about doing that is if we can accept them at face value as medical records and nothing else, then at this point, I don't know that we can make an argument as to jurisdiction as to the medical records, but we don't know what else might be in them.
Well, we'll come to the rest of the records. I'm just talking medical records right now.
Okay.
All right?
Your Honor, can I clarify one other
thing? Yes, certainly.
You mentioned that the court would not review the medical findings. Is that so that her underlying disability is not something that's before this court right now? Is that correct?
That's correct. I mean, you saw our statute. We're limited to facts favorably found. We're not overturning them. Right?
Well, we obviously disagree with that.
Well, you can make those arguments. You can make those arguments. But those will be in decisions. They aren't going to be in the medical records, right?
Which
the decisions as to whether or not they have a disability. I mean, if you think you're going to come in and attack the underlying board decisions, is that where you want to go?
Well, only to the extent we don't want this case to go ultimately to the Federal Circuit, and for the Federal Circuit to have this case and question whether it has jurisdiction to hear the constitutional claim in this case, because until the court satisfies itself with jurisdiction, it should not.
Yeah, but do you know the jurisdiction of this court? I mean, we aren't talking about the same jurisdiction that other courts have. This is a jurisdiction over a board decision with certain limitations.
But this court also applies Article 3 standing requirements. And
correct.
There's no basis for Ms. Cardona to seek the benefits that she has here for some reason other than the constitutional
What would they be, though? I mean, what would they be? I'm open with you, but give me something that you might be able to hang your hand. Give me an example of what might be in the medical record that might in some way, shape, or form affect the jurisdiction of this court over a board decision rendered by the board.
And this is leaving aside the marriage documents. Is that correct?
The marriage documents we aren't even on. I'm talking health documents. I'm still on health documents.
I can't articulate anything.
Thank you very much. Let's just go through the index that was provided by the secretary. Document number one is a claims folder volume identifier. Is that a document you want to see?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any objection, Mr. Secretary, to them seeing that? Mr. Appellant, I know you had broad objections, but do you have any objection to them seeing that?
No.
Thank you very much. On 2 to 15, there's a board decision. It looks like page 2 has been left out. I suspect it's a cover page, but would you like to see page 2?
Yes.
If you guys have any, Mr. Secretary, do you have any objection to that? It's already public?
The board decision.
All right. Do you have any objection to that? All right. 15 to 19, I note that 15 to 16 have not been released and 18 to 19 have not been released. These appear to be documents and evidence submitted to the board. Would you like to see them?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Secretary, do you have any objection to those documents?
We have no per se objection, Your Honor, but I submit that it's the Secretary's interest to support the appellant to the extent that...
You want me to ask him first? I'll do that. That's fine. Mr. Pound, do you have any objection to those?
You have no objection to the file
that I'm seeing. For no objection to the house seeing. Okay. Duplicate pages 15 to 19, so the same positions. Now, I've just gone through the first four. I'm going to take a break. You got 20 minutes. You all go in the room. Mr. Clerk will identify a room for you. You go through this index just like I did. You come out at the end, and we're going to go through where the objections are, okay? Because at the end, I'm thinking that the House gets to go over to the Secretary, review the record, identify the documents that have all been released. The health records, we're not going to go, and we'll establish on the record where you feel on that. And the rest of these documents here. Absent a privacy interest, you can make the arguments. I'll listen to them. But I'm asking to be reasonable in this process. Let's get this thing moving. Do I have any questions before we break?
Your Honor, this is assuming that there would be no sealing of the records. Is that correct?
My assumption is if you can come to agreement, if we can come to full agreement, then there will be no sealing and we won't have to file it. If we can't come to agreement, then we're going to end up having to file it. The House may want to reserve some right to identify medical records. I would ask you to think about that seriously before you go that far, but you can do it. And that's what I envisioned. If that's the case, then we would have it filed, and then I would have to address the sealing issue.
Your Honor, if I might ask a question following on that. The Secretary holding these records is subject to the Privacy Act and other restrictions on disclosure to others outside of this room. Records turned over to the intervener are not plainly subject to any limitation on freedom or whatever, so forth. And so whether it's a sealing order or some other form of protection that would ensure that intervener and their counsel would hold them confidential, use them for this litigation only.
I think counsel's already said that. And I'll even go further. Why don't you all go through this, identify what it is. We can talk about those documents that you seem to think either can't be released to the House or ultimately can't be released elsewhere. We'll discuss with the House and see how far they go with it. And if we have to file it under seal, if there's a reason, if there's a valid reason, we can do that. We can get there. But first, we have to get to the point where a record before the agency that has medical records in the House, I mean, it seems like I'm trying to get you all to talk, okay? That's what this is about. So I'd like you to take the 20 minutes. If you need a little bit more time, you can ask the clerk. And absent further discussion from you all, we'll take a recess. Court will stand in recess.
All right.